Population, more than 6.3 billion. Total mass, 316.96 million square miles. Of course, 70.8% is water, so humans are crammed into the remaining 29.2%. In North America alone, there are over 281 million people. No doubt, there are issues. Things are going on all around us. If you don't stop and look, you'll miss what's happening in your very own world. Your continent, your country, your region, your state, your town, your street, your backyard. Backyard.
Welcome to the Backyard Show. I'm DJ E. Today we're talking about playgrounds. And more specifically, we're talking about staying safe on the playground. National Playground Safety Week has just finished up, and so we're going to be speaking with Dr. Melinda Bossenmeier, who is a playground design expert, about how to make sure that your playground is safe and all sorts of other things about playground safety. So welcome, Dr. Bossenmeier.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So to start off with, how did you become involved with playground safety?
As a school principal, I found that quite a number of children were getting injured on my school playground, and so I began to look more specifically into where they were getting hurt and how they were getting hurt, and that kind of led me into this field.
And what steps did you actually take after you were a school principal?
What I learned was that children were getting injured on the way to and from the playground, and so we put some procedures into place so that children were walking to and from the playground, and that made a big difference. And then we also found the importance of establishing rules for safe play out on the playground.
How old do you think a child should be when they start playing on a playground?
They can be as young as 2, but certainly that would require adult supervision. Public playgrounds are designed for children 2 to 5 years old, and then also 6 through 12 years old. So if you're letting a young child, a preschool age child, play on a playground, certainly requires adult supervision, and also they should be playing on age-appropriate equipment.
So playgrounds in general are designed for 2 different age groups, but it's the same playground?
Well, it's a different playground. They're usually, you know, on a public playground, they would be in 2 different areas, perhaps in 2 different sandboxes or 2 different areas that these different ages of children should be playing on.
Okay, that makes sense. So do you think then that the playground that's built for the older kids, is that okay then for those kids to be playing without parental supervision?
Actually, in most public parks today, it's best that children are supervised by adults. And when equipment designers design the play structures, the assumption is that they will be supervised on that equipment. It becomes really important when we look at how the 2,000 children across the nation are injured such that they attend an emergency room. We find that over 40% of those accidents can be contributed to lack of or inadequate supervision.
Oh, wow. Well, what's the most common injury on a playground?
The most common injury are children falling from the play structure, and those also are the causes of the most serious injuries. The playground equipment that children get injured on the most would be like a climber or swing, slide, equipment of that sort.
Well, I'm thinking that even if you try to take a playground and make it much safer, there's never going to be a definite guarantee that a child's going to be safe on a playground.
There isn't. And basically, with children, accidents are going to happen no matter how safe a playground is. So accidents will occur, but hopefully we can minimize those by making the playground as safe as possible.
Okay, so let's talk about the actual playground. What steps someone should take? Let's say they have an old playground and they're trying to make it newer and safer. What's the best surface to have a playground on?
The surfacing really depends on the part of the country that you live in. So, for example, if you live where it snows and a good part of the year, or there's lots of rain like up in the Northwest, then a surfacing like pea gravel is best because it's important that the water can drain through the surfacing. If you're in some place like I live in Southern California, sand is very inexpensive, but sand is an appropriate surfacing, as is wood chips that you see in a lot of places. So it basically depends on the climate and where you live as to, you know, making the choice as to the best surfacing that you would put under a piece of equipment.
So I guess the actual concrete is not a good surface to have below a playground?
It isn't. Concrete is extremely extremely dangerous. You would never want to put a play structure on concrete. It's been determined that a 6-foot fall with a child landing on their head, which with a preschooler often happens due to their balancing system, could be in fact fatal, or it, you know, would they would have an extreme injury if it were put on concrete. And that's why the correct surfacing is so critical.
Okay. Now, you had said something about wood chips. What happens if a playground is made out of wood? Do children get splinters often, or is that not really a problem?
It can happen on some of the older pieces of equipment, but if they are getting splinters from the equipment, they should not be using that equipment. It should be sanded down and repainted or resealed so that that does not happen.
And another thing I was just thinking about, so a lot of children have playgrounds in their backyard. Are they as dangerous as public playgrounds?
Typically, they're not, basically because the playgrounds that you put in the backyard, for the most part, the small playground sets or swing sets, they're often called, if a child were to fall, they're much closer to the ground. Like at the top of a slide on a home playground, they might fall 4 feet. Whereas on your public playgrounds, they could fall anywhere from, you know, 6 to 12 feet. So the falling distance is what is so critical in terms of your serious injuries. So a playground swing set, usually they're not going to fall very far. If they fall off a swing, they might fall, you know, less than 2 feet.
And you recommend that parents watch their children on the playground at home as well?
They really should. Children should definitely be supervised. I mean, if you're standing in the kitchen looking out the back window at children playing, you know, on a swing set, I'm sure they're going to be fine. But really, they need to be supervised.
So what are some other hazards aside from the surface of the playground?
Well, if you're using a public playground, you really don't know who used that playground or that area the night before. So sometimes there's broken glass and broken bottles in something like a sandy area or in the surfacing area. So certainly you would want to be aware of that and check that out before a child was allowed to play in the sandbox. The other issue you have sometimes with public playgrounds is animals get into those areas. And so sometimes it can be, you know, unsanitary. So you would definitely want to check that out. Basically, it's looking at the equipment, making sure the slide is not bent, and so, you know, a piece of metal could cut a child, or they're going to slide down the slide and there's a huge puddle of water at the end of it. So it's just checking out that area and seeing that, you know, it's clean and it's appropriate for the age of your child. They're playing on the structure that is appropriate to their developmental age.
What about germs? Is that a big problem on a playground, or not so much because it's the same difference as when kids go to school?
Well, germs is an issue. It's just that when younger children, the preschoolers, oftentimes they have their hands in their mouth. And so when they're playing on a playground, you would, you know, want to discourage that as much as possible. But, and have them wash their hands, you know, as soon as they finish playing on a playground. That would be, you know, very helpful in this case.
And Melinda, do playgrounds get inspected?
Depends on the state. In California, for example, we have regulations that they have to meet the Consumer Product Safety Guidelines. That's in California's Health and Safety Code. So yes, our playgrounds are inspected and need to be brought up to those guidelines. It depends on your state and the state regulations. I believe 7 states have adopted the Consumer Product Safety Guidelines for playgrounds.
Do you think more will as time goes on?
I do. There's certainly a move in that direction for making playgrounds more safe for children.
And do you think that children should wear certain, I don't want to say equipment, but, you know, do you think that sneakers are better than sandals and certain clothing's better than other clothing?
Definitely. Sneakers are better than sandals because they can slip in a sandal, or their sandal could get caught as they're climbing up the slide and contribute to a fall in them getting hurt. The other issue that's really important and a lot of parents don't realize is a hood with the strings. Any kind of string or rope or anything like that could get caught. And there have actually been cases of children getting strangled or choked seriously on a playground because that string or that hood got caught on a piece of equipment and caused them to sort of lay hanging, unable to release themselves. So certainly you don't want them playing, you know, on a play set with anything that could get hooked on a piece of equipment and, you know, catch them where they couldn't release themselves.
Okay, so it's definitely important then what children wear when they go out to play.
It is.
Do you have any other suggestions for parents as they're getting their child ready to go to a playground to prepare them?
It's really important with the younger child especially to realize that they can climb up in many cases. However, they do not have the ability to climb down. So oftentimes when I would take my children to the playground, you would see a child that's literally frightened and frozen in place because they've been able to climb up a slide partially or climb up a dome, and then they're stuck there without the ability to climb down. So again, it's so important that a parent is close by and a parent is, you know, watching their play so that they don't find themselves in a compromising position and, you know, and find themselves in difficulty.
Well, do you think that playgrounds are safer today than they were, let's say, 10 years ago?
In some states, they are. The states that have adopted the new standards for safe playgrounds. In other states, for example, I know that they're probably about the same as they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or even 40 years ago.
Wow.
Many of the states that have the new guidelines for both structures and surfacing, I would say that they are, you know, they are definitely safer today than they were 5 years ago. But if you have a state with the old metal equipment and it's still just being built over grass or sand that really isn't the depth of sand that one needs to cushion a fall, then no, they're no safer today than they were probably 30 or 40 years ago.
And isn't it true, because we're talking about the Consumer Product Safety Commission, didn't they make a new law against lead paint on the playground because that was a big problem?
It's one of their recommendations, and yes, some of the older structures in which lead paint was used, again, this is an issue in particular for children under 6, that there's the risk that they'll climb on the equipment. You know, sometimes kids even will lick the piece of equipment or put their hands in their mouth after they've climbed on it. And so this is an issue with the lead paint. You certainly would want to wash their hands, and they really shouldn't be playing on that kind of equipment if they're still a young toddler, and that's an issue.
But are most playgrounds now, they're not going to be built with lead paint, correct?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
So then if there's playgrounds that are starting from the ground up now, they'll be safer. It's just some of the ones that have been around for a while that haven't been improved. Is that true?
That's true. Definitely. Yeah. The newer playgrounds, they would definitely not be made with lead paint. The newer playgrounds as well are usually more of the lines of a plastic structure as opposed to the metal structures that we saw in the past.
If some of our listeners are listening and there's a playground in their neighborhood that's unsafe, what steps do you think they should take to rectify this?
If it's a public playground or a public park, then going to the Parks and Recreation Department or the Parks Director and talking to them about their concerns would certainly be an appropriate avenue. The next step up from that Parks Director would be your City Council, because they have jurisdictions over the public playgrounds and responsibility for keeping them safe. If it's within a school setting, the school principal should definitely be notified and has the responsibility of correcting it. And then if that doesn't work, then again, the school board, your local school board, has the responsibility of keeping children safe on all the campuses, so they would be the second step to bring those concerns to.
And do you have any resources where some of our listeners, both parents and children, can find out more information about playground safety?
Yes, we do. On our website, if you just type in Peaceful Playgrounds Resources, we have parent checklists that parents can take with them to a public playground to see if the playground is safe. We have the national guidelines that we've been talking about, the Consumer Product Safety Guidelines, posted there. There's also even some activities for children or for kids that they can play some games about playground safety on our website as well. And there's some design tips areas for parents that find themselves involved in perhaps a PTA or something in which they're actually designing or helping to design a playground.
Oh, that's cool. And it's www.peacefulplaygroundswithans.com.
That's correct.
Now, Dr. Bossemeyer, if you had to give your top 5 playground safety tips, what would they be?
Definitely supervision. Supervise your child on the playground. If you're taking a number of children to the playground, make sure that you emphasize do not run or push on any of the equipment. For a parent, one of my number one tips would be to see that the clothing they're wearing is appropriate for play. There's nothing they're going to get hooked on a piece of the equipment. You know, for children, I think it's just talking to them about playing safely on that equipment so that they don't get hurt.
Okay, that's all great tips. Well, thank you. I appreciate you so much taking the time to speak with us today.
You're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Okay, everyone, we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and then we will be back to continue the topic of playground safety.
Hey, it's Style and Steph with the 411 on your coolest station. Radio Disney AM 640 is now broadcasting in HD. You know, high definition.
What's HD?
You know, that means you can hear us better and more clearly. Yep, all your favorite music crystal clear. So, like, that's the 411 on Radio Disney in HD Radio. I'm Style and Steph, and I'll see you at my next promotion.
Hi, this is Shayna Starr with Radio Disney AM 640, and I'm here with the singer Ryan Cabrera. What do you do for fun besides playing music?
I like watching movies. I like going to the beach, hanging out with my friends, playing ping pong. I'm pretty sweet at that.
What's your favorite movie and why?
Favorite movie, Dumb and Dumber, because it's so stupid, it's hilarious.
Ryan, thank you for doing this interview. This is Shayna Starr from Radio Disney AM 640 signing off.
Hey everyone, it's DJ E. We're back from commercial break. We are speaking on the topic of playground safety because National Playground Safety Week is April 24th to the 28th. We just spoke with Dr. Melinda Bossenmeyer from Peaceful Playgrounds, and now we're going to be speaking with Heather Olson, who is the Operations Director of the National Program for Playground Safety. That's a mouthful. Welcome, Heather. Thank you so much for doing the show today.
Oh, thank you.
To start off with, you want to give us a little bit of a background of how you got into playground safety?
Sure. When I was a student at the University of Northern Iowa, the National Program for Playground Safety is located there, and I just started doing some projects with them, some research projects with them, and I kind of found the topic very interesting, and so I kind of just got drawn into the area through research.
And what made you want to stay within this field? Like, what kind of draws you to playground safety?
Well, first of all, I really believe that kids should have a safe, fun play area when they're outside. And I know when I was a child, I loved being outside and I loved playing in my backyard and I loved going to the park with my friends. And I just remember all too often we would go and one of my friends did get hurt. And it was a scary situation for me as a child. And I feel that all play areas should have safe and appropriate play areas for other children. So that's why I stayed involved with it.
Well, do you think that playgrounds are safer now than they were when you were a child?
I believe that the awareness is out there and we are making great strides to provide proper surfacing underneath it and maintaining our equipment.
Okay, so when I talked to Melinda, she was saying that if new playgrounds are made, then they're usually safer. But the problem is there are some playgrounds that have been around for so long that they're the ones that really aren't safe at all.
Yeah, I would agree with that new playground equipment that is being manufactured meets safety requirements by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Unfortunately, there are a lot of equipment that are out there that have been out there for, 20, 30 years that were manufactured in 1950s and 60s, and they're still out there, and they have worn, and they basically have deteriorated, and it is time for those pieces of equipment to be removed.
And what is the best material to have playground equipment made out of?
The best material? It just, that all depends on what environment you're at. Can you spend the time maintaining it? There are different products that are out there. There are wooden products, plastic, and metal. And it just depends on the age of children that you're using it, what climate that you're in, and the number of maintenance hours that you can put into it.
Okay, now in terms of parents accompanying children to the playground, do you think there's any age where a child is old enough to play at the playground by themselves?
Parents definitely need to supervise, no matter if the child's 2-year-old or the child's 8 or 9 years old. Playgrounds are not designed for kids to watch themselves. Adults should be out there in case something does happen, and adults should be out there checking to make sure the equipment's upkept and it's been maintained. What may be safe the night before, the next night, some vandalism could happen or pieces could break and a child could get injured.
Definitely
a parent should be out there.
Now, is that a common problem, vandalism on playgrounds?
Unfortunately, we do see vandalism on playgrounds, and a lot of times what happens is children will go out and vandalize, and then it does not get cleaned up or fixed immediately, and then the next same day, more children go out there, and the vandalism just continues adding on to the environment because no one takes care of it or cleans it up.
Well, who normally is supposed to take care of public playgrounds?
The owner of the operator of the playground, whether it be the school. If the school owns the property, then the school is responsible for that, or the park or the city.
So in actuality, then the park that's in the city should be cleaning up every day to make sure that it's safe?
I wouldn't say, every day, but they may want to do a drive-by to make sure that nothing has been done.
what should parents look for? You know, let's say they go to the playground nice and early. What can they look for to make sure that it is a safe environment?
Sure. A couple things, a couple quick tips that can definitely save a life, you know, save an injury or save a life is to make sure that if they notice any pieces of equipment that has broken or, for example, a lot of times slides, there'll be a broken piece on a slide and it'll have a big sharp point sticking out through the slide. And if they see that, don't let the children play on it and then call the park and tell the park department that there is a problem. Also, if there is any trash or, you know, glass or broken pieces on the ground, just trash left over, to pick that up and just throw it away in the trash bin. Also, children should not be wearing bicycle helmets on playground equipment. If you ride your bike to the playground with your child, have the child take the bicycle helmet off and then go to the playground equipment. Also, no loose rope should be attached to any pieces of equipment. If there are a loose rope, don't let your child play on it and report it to the owner or the operator of the playground.
Okay, all great tips. Can we go back, actually? I said at the beginning that you work for the National Program for Playground Safety. Can you tell us a little bit more about what goes on in your organization?
The National Program for Playground Safety is located at the University of Northern Iowa. We are the premier playground safety nonprofit organization in the United States, and we serve as a national resource for the latest educational and research information on playground safety.
Can you tell us some of the most recent findings?
Yeah, well, actually, a year ago, the National Program for Playground Safety, visited more than 3,000 school, childcare, and park playgrounds in the United States. And we found that 27 states increased their overall grade. And when we graded each individual states, we looked at supervision issues, age-appropriate design issues, false surfacing, and equipment maintenance. And if for people out there that are listening to this, you can go to our website at playgroundsafety.org and look on our report card section, and you can actually go in and view, if you're in Florida, you can go in and view Florida's report card for their school, their child care, and park. Overall, the United States received a grade of a C+ in the latest survey that NPPS conducted.
Ooh, so that's not very good, right? A C+ is not that great.
Right, but we have seen a huge improvement. We did the study in 2000, and the overall United States grade was a C, and we are seeing an improvement in our play areas, and one of the areas that we're lacking is age-appropriate design, and playgrounds should be separated for children that are 6 months to 23 months, 2 to 5-year-olds, and 5 to 12-year-olds, and in this category, only 29% of our playgrounds in the United States have separate areas for the preschool children and the school-age children.
So that'll be the biggest thing then in the future, if there are playgrounds for the smaller children and playgrounds for the older children, that could definitely help the grade of the United States playgrounds.
Yes, it's one of the things that we as parents, when we're going out and purchasing equipment, that we pay close attention to.
What are some of the other things?
Sure. Some of the other things include there needs to be suitable surfacing materials underneath the equipment. Only 82% had appropriate materials underneath structures. Asphalt, dirt, concrete, and grass are not appropriate surfacing materials for underneath playground equipment. What you want to have underneath your equipment consists of engineered wood fiber, pea gravel, sand, shredded rubber, poured-in-place rubber, or rubber tiles.
Okay, and that's because if, God forbid, a child should fall, those are the best surfaces to fall onto?
Yeah, the surfacing materials that I just described provide a proper cushioning underneath the structure, so if a child falls, they land on a soft surface.
And do you happen to know how many injuries occur in a year in the United States on playgrounds?
Unfortunately, 200,000 children are injured severely enough to receive emergency room visits.
Okay, and has that number increased or gone down?
It has been consistent, has stayed the same for the last 5-10 years.
Ooh, that's not good. Aren't we trying to lessen that number?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely need to lessen the number, and you know, we need all the support that we can get. And any parent that wants to help us and jump on board, we'd love to hear from them. They can visit our website at www.playgroundsafety.org.
So if they have ideas on how to make their playground safer, they can get to you and let you know that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, that's awesome. Good to know. Home playgrounds. Do you have any tips for parents if they're putting in a playground in their backyard? What kind of playground and what's safe and everything like that?
Yeah, there are several things that parents should think about when they're going to put in a backyard structure. And the first thing they want to do is to make sure whatever they're choosing, that it's compliant with the Consumer Product Safety Commission guidelines. And when they go to their local store to buy it, you know, it should be on the box that it meets the Consumer Product Safety Commission guidelines, or ask the store owner if it does. Another thing parents want to make sure they look for is that if it's age appropriate. Many of the home structures are designed for children ages 2 to 12 or 2 to 10. And parents want to, you know, think about what ages of children are they serving and to buy a structure that's age appropriate.
Is 2 to 10 a really wide range?
Oh, yeah. A 2-year-old is very different than a 10-year-old physically, socially, emotionally, and intellectually.
So then how come they sell playgrounds that are for 2 to 10-year-olds?
That's where the standards are at. That's probably just a guide for the manufacturing companies. That's just how the standards are set.
So parents should probably watch after they put a playground in their backyard just to make sure that the 2-year-old's not playing on the 10-year-old side, to make sure that the younger children are not getting hurt on the older children's equipment.
Yeah, and vice versa that, you know, parents just need to think about what children they have and does the equipment match their needs, both for the 10-year-old and for the 2-year-old.
But can we just discuss real fast what the most common injury is on a playground and how parents and children can prevent that?
Strangulations are the highest deaths. There are 17 children that die each year on playgrounds, and injuries to the head and face account for just under 50% of injuries for children that are up to 4 years old. And children that are 5 to 12, about half of them get injured with their arm and their hand. Climbers, any type of climbers, 40% of children ages 0 to 4 get injured on climbers, and then followed by slides. And also for children ages 5 to 14, climbing equipment, followed by swings had the highest injury rates.
Well, do you think there will ever be a playground that's completely safe? Because I'm just thinking the whole nature of the playground includes the climbing and the sliding and everything, and I don't really think that there's ever going to be a time where a child can completely never get hurt when they're doing things such as climbing and sliding and everything.
Well, that's a very tough question. I guess I have a positive outlook on it, that if we do maintain our areas, if children are supervised and if they're playing appropriately, then they should not be hurt.
Well, do you think that if a child is on the overhead ladder, that there's always some possibility that they may fall?
Well, sure. I mean, if they do fall, then we want to make sure that we have proper surfacing underneath it and it's been maintained. The National Program for Playground Safety recommends that it be maintained at 12 inches of thickness.
Okay. Now, did the National Program for Playground Safety, did they actually come out to the Philadelphia, New Jersey area?
Yeah, we can. We're willing to do whatever we need to do to help play areas. So if anybody wants to have us come out, you can call us or look us up on our website.
And then what, you would be able to come out and tell the people basically if they have a safe playground or not?
Yeah, we can do an assessment of the area. We also have some great resources for owners or operators of the playgrounds or even parents that they could go out and check of their own. We have a school and a child care assessment checklist that is basically a training document to teach an individual on how to go out, what to look for, and what to evaluate when they're out there.
Is that a big checklist, or would you be able to share that with us now?
It's a pretty long, intensive report that one is doing.
And can parents log on and get that report on your website?
If parents just want to go out and do a quick evaluation of the area that would take 10 minutes, we have a safety report card that they can go out and fill out. And it's basically a yes-no checklist. And that is online. It's very easy to use, and it's at playgroundsafety.org.
Any last-minute things you'd like to tell our listeners about playground safety?
No, if you have any questions or have any concerns, feel free to call us at 800-554-7529 or go to our website at www.playgroundsafety.org.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Heather. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us about playground safety.
Well, thanks. It's been fun. Have a great summer.
Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening to The Backyard Show. Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to be talking about Teacher Appreciation Week with the New Jersey Education Association. So thanks so much for listening. I'll catch you back here next Sunday at 8 a.m. Also, don't forget, if you have any ideas for our Backyard Show, you can call our contest line at 215-591-3434. Let us know, and you have the possibility of being on The Backyard Show and also winning a prize. Awesome. All right, everyone, that's it for today. I'm DJ E. signing off.
Planet Earth. Population, more than 6.3 billion. Total mass, 316.96 million square miles. Of course, 70.8% is water, so humans are crammed into the remaining 29.2%. In North America alone, there are over 281 million people. No doubt, there are issues. Things are going on all around us. If you don't stop and look, you'll miss what's happening in your very own world, your continent, your country, your region, your state, your town, your street, your backyard.